time when we get going with a little chamber chat here today. No sun, no warm weather, just snow and us.
Yeah. I'm not liking it.
I know.
I mean, the us part, this is great, but
yeah, I hear you.
Weather part.
Thanks for explaining, by the way. Coming to my rescue. that's Janae, her voice that you're hearing there. And, of course, from the Chamber of Commerce. And you have brought another guest today.
I have. Yeah, I had to highlight Taylor with Steffes Group. She was the one in charge of our wonderful auction that we just wrapped up last week.
Yeah. And how did things go?
We didn't meet our goal, but still, we came out with roughly $7,300. Cool. And it's going to be amazing to have that kind of money to work with to do some upgrades in the office, and we're excited.
Yeah. So, Taylor, somebody comes to you and says, you know, I'd like to do a fundraising auction. Mm-hmm. Where do you start? What do you do?
Well, first, it's going to start with the head of agriculture and real estate, Ashley Hewn. He kind of takes the point in it.
Yep.
And then what I do is I create the auction on the website and add in those lots. So for the chamber auction, we had the Minnesota Twins VIP experience. I uploaded the picture and the description for that, as well as the starting bid.
Okay.
So that's kind of where that begins. And all the logistics that go into it of, you know, the location. It's more specific for equipment.
Yeah.
You know, like the location of equipment, you know, the details that go into it. So, like, for the VIP experience, how many tickets, what it entails, and stuff like that.
Sure. So, I mean, you're gathering a lot of information, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I think arguably I have the coolest job at Steffes. I mean, if not everywhere,
I do. It's all right. I won't have this job much longer, so that's okay.
Well, can't have mine. Mine's great. But I get to work directly with the sales representatives, the auction coordinators, every department throughout Steffes, as well as I get to work firsthand with the sellers and the buyers.
Yeah.
It's just, it creates a unique relationship that I thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah.
I love to talk, so I love to get to meet new people and talk to them.
That's obvious. Come on. You're doing a great job here, so why not?
Gosh.
Why not?
I'm gonna blush.
Yeah, that's my job around here, to make people blush. So how long have you been doing this?
I will be going on 2 years in September.
Okay.
Yep. I'm one of the rare people at the Litchfield office. I don't have any farming experience.
Yeah.
So coming into this, it was kind of just like foreign territory for me, new things to learn. One thing that I always emphasize when talking to people, though, is I've lived all over the country.
Yeah.
Litchfield's my home, but I've lived in plenty of different states all over the place. And one consistent thing you can count on in life is you're going to know a farmer.
Oh, you know, for sure.
Farmers are so essential to everyone's life. There's no one who isn't affected by a farmer. You know, it's the food we eat, whether it's the, you know, meat or the vegetables or what have you.
Whatever.
All of it. We're all touched by or impacted by a farmer in some way. And that's just something that's always been consistent. And working in, you know, the agriculture field with Steffes has been interesting because I get to meet people in all kinds of different walks of life. And
And you meet some of the nicest people, too, don't you?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, some of the nicest people, whether it's someone who's retiring, like a retirement sale or an estate sale, or someone who's just purchasing their tractor to get their business going, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You get to see them at all stages. I mean, the people that are getting out of the business, people that might be getting into the business. And so you get a chance to see everybody at all stages.
Oh, correct. Yep. It's one of my favorite memories is going to a live sale in December. It was my first year. I was new into it. You know, I'm talking to these people, and this one guy, I asked him what he was purchasing. And he goes, oh, a tractor, but I need a new one. And then the next guy I asked was telling me he's just getting started farming. And so it was just like these two people on two different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
That was just super fascinating.
Yeah, that is cool. That is really cool. And, of course, it's always fun to hear how well your sales did, too, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of a, And you have a big part of that, making sure you show everything in a good light and describe it well, and that makes it a better sale.
Well, and that's also a team effort too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's checks and balances for everything. Marketing plays a big role in making sure that everything that is advertised and like shown is, you know, top notch. And then, you know, the sales reps,
yep,
whether it's Ashley or Eric or whoever, they're representing it well.
Yep, so, for sure.
And like you said, the stats are always super interesting. I actually prepared some from the chamber auction.
Go ahead.
So there was over 3,370 sessions, which means that that's the number of times that the page was viewed.
Okay.
And then looking at it too, when we think of Steffes, I know personally, when I first heard of Steffes, I thought of just like Litchfield. But we have satellite offices in Iowa and North Dakota, and we do business in Wisconsin and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was looking at the chamber, there were 17 other states that had viewed our auction.
No kidding.
So as far south as Louisiana and as far east as Virginia. And it's not like one or two people. There was like 20 or 30. And I just thought it was interesting to show that kind of reach.
That is so cool that you know that people are looking at that kind of thing all over.
Right.
And I would imagine that you probably get, when you get the right type of auction, people are looking at it worldwide.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, we have a gentleman from Mexico who purchases regularly, and he comes up to Litchfield. There's a gentleman that we work with in Canada. You're just all over the place. And it's so interesting to see those different locations and countries that play into it. Like I said, no matter where you go, you're going to know a farmer. And so it's just, it's bigger than Minnesota. It's bigger than Minnesota and North Dakota. It's bigger than U.S. So
it's bigger than just across the street, Janae.
Right? No, I just keep thinking about, I would not be opposed to it, but like having to ship that GVL poly bench, I'm not sure how well that would go. I mean,
well, it's going to Mexico.
Right? Yeah.
It's just super interesting. And like I said, you know, Litchfield, we're a satellite office.
Yeah.
We do a lot of business in Wisconsin too. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't only do equipment or ag equipment. We also do construction, real estate, livestock, and that's one of the ones we have coming up. We have a live sale in Wisconsin, in Darlington, Wisconsin, for some cattle as well as equipment.
Yep.
There's two live sales in one day. So,
wow.
My advice is if you haven't been to an auction, you should probably go.
Yeah.
They're great.
Well, I would say that too. I mean, you know, back when I was a kid, auctions were a whole different kind of thing. I mean, everybody had an auction when they were moving from their house or whatever, so there were more of them.
I mean, and you just even think of like before COVID. You know, we always talk about before COVID times.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something that impacted, obviously, the auction industry was COVID.
Yep.
Luckily, Steffes was working kind of into getting online bidding already.
Mm-hmm.
So the transition from live auctions to online auctions was pretty swift.
Pretty smooth.
And we've been able to build up on that.
Yeah.
And I think it's
well, good. And let's face it, the world is going to that in a lot of different ways, not just, you know, auctions, but in a lot of things. We were just talking about it this morning, Steve and I, and how, you know, when we used to go to buy a car, you'd go to the lot and you'd look at a car and test drive it, whatever. Now a lot of people just go online and say, yeah, I want that one.
Right. We also think of the reach that, just like I said, for the chamber auction, you know, those people in Louisiana or Virginia or, you know, whatever state they're looking. When you do an online auction, it's open for like a week.
Yep.
And you have people who are able to browse and kind of window shop. And I think that's kind of like the appeal for it.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And I think they're kind of fascinated too by watching the bids to say, oh, this one went up $10.
Oh, right.
Never thought that was going to happen, you know, or something like that. So it's kind of fun to watch and pay attention.
I think it's really interesting. I like, obviously, I love live bidding. I love the hoopla and the loud, all of that comes with it. But also watching it, too. Just, like you said, the numbers tick up. And then, obviously, it's always kind of like the last day of the auction, like the last few hours, is when you see the most traction for it. And that's just super fascinating, I feel.
Yeah, always fun. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of need to know a little bit more about the business.
Oh, it's, yeah.
You've learned a lot in 2 years.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say last year. Last year I was here. I knew stuff, some stuff, but now I feel more knowledgeable and able to almost a subject matter expert.
Yeah.
Not quite cool. Like Ashley Hewn, but almost.
So folks decide, you know, geez, I maybe should have an auction. I got a farm sale or something like that. How do they get hold of Steffes?
So you can visit our website, steffesgroup.com.
Okay.
There's information there. You can fill out a contact form.
Okay.
You can always come in to, if you're in the Litchfield area, you can always come into our office and talk to a sales rep. Mm-hmm. Come and see me.
Okay.
And you can check out some upcoming auctions too. We have ones as close as Cokato, and like I said, we have one in Wisconsin, and we do there's estate sales, retirements, and just excess inventory.
Yeah, very cool. That is just awesome. Very good. Thanks for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
And of course, without people like that, what you do
wouldn't exist.
Yeah, wouldn't exist. Exactly.
Yeah,
and nice to have somebody that's very willing to help out.
Absolutely. Steffes is such a great supporter of the chamber and the community, and we're just so lucky to have them here. So again, thank you to them for sponsoring this event, and for Taylor for all her hard work and their support of our business community by being a chamber member. We're just really lucky.
For sure. For sure. So were you out picking out furniture already then, or
no.
What?
No. I mean, I have something in my head, but something that's going to be a little bit easier for people to manipulate. Right now, we have a long, heavy table that you can't really move that well. So hopefully some more feasible furniture.
Very good. Very good. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So what else is going on? Anything that you need to highlight today?
Not specifically today, no. It's just a snowy, gloomy day, but surprisingly has been pretty busy. We've had a lot of phone calls, and a lot of that is people looking to pick up their auction items.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Very good. So if you did win a bid, you need to call.
Yep, just call and arrange a time for pickup so that we can make sure that I'm there to get them that.
Sounds awesome. Well, for the last time between you and me, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you. It has been a pleasure working with you.
It's been a lot of fun.
Chamber chat is always something I look forward to.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad to hear that because, you know, every once in a while, we had to call her when she first started.
Yeah.
And make sure
it was nothing personal, I promise.
I think last year you canceled on me, so I worked with somebody else.
Yeah.
I guess we can move on.
I know. I'm sorry. It's okay. Yeah.
Now you made it together, so that's good.
That's great.
So the next time it'll be no problem. Piece of cake. All right. Hey, thanks for coming in, ladies. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
There we go. There's your chamber chat here on KLFT.